New York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, indeed. Yes, you are. Hi, welcome. Welcome to the big radio show on this Wednesday, the 28th day of March, year of our Lord 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and we got a lot today. We've got Roseanne is back on television in a big way. We have another Tesla fatal accident. But I want to start today with the headlines about the fact that Donald Trump hates Amazon but not Facebook. So, well, the stock is down. Amazon stock is down $72 a share right now. That's about a 5% drop. All on the comments made by President Trump. He reportedly wants to take on Amazon and the internet retail's tax treatment. We're talking about internet sales tax here. Every time I've done the story about internet sales tax, it gets a big reaction from you in the audience every single time. And it's the great debate about the fact that the way the Supreme Court had ruled was years ago was that if you do not have a physical presence in a state, the state has no right to collect sales tax from you. If you don't have any store in, pick your state, Oklahoma, then Oklahoma can't charge you a sales tax for selling merchandise to people who live in Oklahoma. Now, I don't know the laws in Oklahoma, but a lot of states say, well, you, the customer, have a legal responsibility to pay that sales tax. Yes, it's called a sales and use tax, and you may not know it, but if you don't pay a tax, the state could, even though I'd never heard them enforcing it, go after you. So it's the idea about, and this has been dogging Amazon for a long time, and I thought Amazon basically defeated this whole thing by just saying, fine, we give in. They fought it for years. They finally said, okay, fine, we will start collecting sales tax, and we have a lot of facilities. They have these warehouses and distribution places and so forth where they say, okay, we have a facility in your state, so we will collect sales tax off of what we sell on Amazon. So get me up to date, those of you that are brick and mortar small business owners. Do you still feel like you have a disadvantage against Amazon? Because Amazon, if they do not need to charge a sales tax, I'm trying to buy, Sharpies. I'm trying to buy Sharpies. I want a case of Sharpies because I sign a lot of things with my Sharpies. And you sell them for a wonderful price and plus sales tax, which drives up the cost of the total cost for me to buy it. Or I can buy it online at Amazon and not pay any sales tax, and because they buy in bulk, they can undercut your price, and there's no sales tax, and there's free shipping. So I thought this was all put to bed. So I need a lot of help. I always need a lot of help, but I need input. I need feedback from those of you out there in the retail sector about the competition with Amazon. So the president is saying that he wants to take on Amazon and their internet tax treatment. So we don't know if he's going to try and do this on his own, but there are some other branches of government that have been working on this, could settle this issue. We're talking about the legislative branch, and we're talking about the Supreme Court. So the president has argued that Amazon gets unfair tax treatment relative to brick-and-mortar retailers. For nothing else, this is good politics. because he says, I'm standing up for the little guy. I'm standing up for the small business owner. I'm standing up for those of you out there selling pencils and papers and paper clips in small businesses across America, and you have to pay sales tax. You have to collect sales tax and submit it. Why doesn't Amazon? On the other hand, is that what it is, that he is doing good politics here, and he's going, I'm going to stick up for you guys and gals out there in small business America? Or is it just that he hates Jeff Bezos and doesn't like Bezos, doesn't like the fact that he owns the Washington Post, and would love to make life difficult for him? So out of all of this, the stock at one point today, Amazon stock was down $50 billion in shareholder value at one point in trading today. So, well, and then this brings up the, I mean, let's be consistent here, folks. If Barack Obama had gone out and made comments about a specific company, I know I was the first one to start barking on this microphone about the fact that the president should not pick winners and losers. The government should stay out of doing that. And I still believe that. So are you okay with Donald Trump doing that, even though you may have found it difficult to accept Barack Obama doing that? Where's the stock? Let's see. Started this morning at $14.49 per share, $1,449. It got down to $1,391. So there's $58 a share down, something like that. Even more. So now it's down $72 a share right now. That's about a 5% drop. And yet, folks over at Axios have a story that says Trump hates Amazon but not Facebook. Capitol Hill, Congress, they want Facebook's blood. But President Trump hasn't said boo about it. Instead, he wants to go after Amazon. One source told the Axios people that Donald Trump is obsessed with Amazon. Source who spoke to the president said he's wondered aloud if there may be a way to go after Amazon with antitrust or competition law. He has a deep-seated antipathy toward Amazon. It surfaces when talking about tax policy. It surfaces when they talk about antitrust. He would love to clip Jeff Bezos' wings, but he doesn't have a plan to make it happen. Apparently, his President Trump's wealthy friends tell him that Amazon is destroying their businesses. His real estate buddies tell him that Amazon is killing shopping centers. And his small business people are telling him that Amazon is killing brick and mortar. So the president is telling people that Amazon has gotten a free ride from taxpayers and a cushy treatment from the Postal Service. Remember he said, why is the Postal Service delivering Amazon packages for a loss? Another source told Axios the whole post office thing is very much a perception he has. It's been explained to him in multiple meetings that his perception is inaccurate, and that the post office actually makes a ton of money from Amazon. Postal Service actually added delivery on Sunday in some cities because Amazon made it worthwhile. But it goes back again to Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. And like every president, most Republican presidents, the Washington Post is considered the enemy. So the president apparently never talks about Mark Zuckerberg, never brings up Facebook. He's not into the debate over how they handle people's data. Donald Trump told Axios last year he doesn't mind Facebook because it helps him reach his audience. He's an old school businessman who sees the world in terms of tangible assets, real estate, physical mail delivery, Main Street, grocery stores. So is this basically a guy from the 50s that is now looking at all this from a different time? Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence is concerned about Facebook and Google, but Pence is not pushing internally for any specific regulations about regulating privacy and data. But that Pence worries about their influence on media coverage, as well as their control of the advertising industry and your and my personal data. So when discussions have turned to the idea of busting Facebook or Google up, they're too big, too strong, too powerful, Mike Pence listens with keen interest and is open to suggestions that these two companies need shaking up. So now we have Mike Pence looking at, thinking about, reacting to, shall we break up Facebook and Google? So my question for you is, do you want to break up Facebook? Do you want to break up Google? And then finally, you want to jump on the Trump train and say, let's break up Amazon. Is Amazon killing shopping malls? Is Amazon killing small business? What's your take on all of this? President making some rough comments about it today, and the stock is down 5% as we speak, down $74. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. Do you want to break up Amazon? Do you want to break up Google? Do you want to break up Facebook? You want to cut them down to smaller sizes? And what do you make of the President of the United States going after one specific company? 855-295-6600. You can find my phone number, email address, all the links to the show at TomSullivan.com.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
All right, so they have, this has been debated for years. I mean, I've done shows on this for many, many years about what do you think, what do you think? Do you want to collect internet sales tax? Because one of the other things about Amazon, as you may know, if you shop on Amazon at all, sometimes it comes from Amazon, sometimes it comes from a reseller. So there are small business people out there that have businesses that Amazon will fulfill the order that you have made through one of them. And so they then have to go through the process of dealing with online sales tax. The federal government has considered legislation called the Marketplace Fairness Act. Now, I don't know about you, but the Marketplace Fairness Act sounds like it's been lifted right out of one of the pages of Atlas Shrugged. But what it does is it says that if you are a seller making $1 million or less in annual sales and have no physical presence in the state, you would be exempt. Otherwise, everybody else has to pay. What do you think? 855-295-6600. Let's start with Gino in Reno. Hi, Gino. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. Thank you. You know, the thing I got to thinking about is, how many times have you heard over the last 20 years that Walmart is destroying the country? All the mom-and-pop businesses
right.
are going out. It's because
yep.
of Walmart. And yet, I never heard that about Amazon. I support both. I go for the best deal wherever I can get it.
Sure.
But I never hear that about Amazon. And the reason why is the left knows they're on their side. But Walmart, oh, my gosh, those horrible millionaires, those Waltons who built this empire.
Well, you maybe, but let's get up to date, Gino. You are right. Years ago, Walmart was the most evil corporation in America. But what has Walmart been doing over the years? And we've all kind of held our collective gasps about the fact that they decided to raise their minimum wage. They decided to offer better health care benefits. They've decided to do a lot of things that the left side of the aisle wanted them to do. So are we now saying, okay, let's pick on Amazon then?
Well, hey, turnabout's fair play, right? I mean, no, what I'm saying is that I'm like most people. I want to get the best deal when and where I can get it.
Yep.
But it's funny. I know people. I have good friends who will not go to Walmart. They'll go to Target, but they won't go to Walmart, and it's because of this corporate political culture that they think that they are being more fair if they go to Target. And yet Target's the people who took everybody's credit information and lost it.
Right.
I struggle with it. I just find it kind of funny. And it's Bezos is extremely popular, and there may be a little bit of he's been successful, and there may be a little bit of personal jealousy there with Trump. And yes, he owns the Washington Post. No doubt that's a thorn in his side. But I kind of find it funny. You don't hear the mainstream media ever talk about the evil of Jeff Bezos. No, but Sam Walton was a terrible man. But Jeff Bezos, he's good. I just find it kind of funny.
He's a guru. He's a guru, but Amazon is taking over the world. So should Amazon be broken up?
Hey, AT&T was broken up.
Is it Atlas Shrugged? Atlas Shrugged. This Marketplace Fairness Act that they are considering, I don't know how long they've been considering it, but that is right out of Atlas Shrugged about, you are selling more than I am, and that's not fair, so I'm going to get my legislator to write a law saying, you can't sell any more than me. It's fair. You've got to be fair here, Gino. You can't sell more than me.
You're right, and that's how Washington does it. That is why we're seeing a transitional time in our nation's history where we, the Republicans, who used to be for the wealthy in Wall Street, now Democrats have gotten their claws into Wall Street, and they're getting the money, and the common people are now going for this. It's funny, a billionaire is the representative of the common man. It's just an interesting time we live in. I got to run, Tommy. Thank you so
much.
All
right, Gino, thank you. Always appreciate your call. Let's get John in here from Port St. Lucie, Florida. Hello, John.
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?
Doing great. What do you want to do here?
Great. All right. Well, as far as breaking up Amazon or Facebook, no. I think that just puts it's a huge chilling effect on the free enterprise system. And, you know, look, these guys created these businesses. I might not like Jeff Bezos. I might not like Zuckerberg. But you know what? These guys took an idea and wrote it as far as they can, and God bless them. They've done a great job.
Yep.
Google, on the other hand, I think that's a little bit of a different story, just because that does get into more monopolistic with the search engines and their control over the internet. So I don't believe the internet's a public utility, so I'm not saying that. However, I have a choice whether to use Amazon. I have a choice whether to go on Facebook, but I don't have a choice on my search engines.
Well, yeah, you do, but you really don't. I get it. John, thank you.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and happy Wednesday to you. We're talking about President Trump coming out, and apparently once he's looking for some way to go after Amazon over internet taxes. And I'm telling you, I've been talking about this for decades. I thought it was resolved, but it's not. There's still, it's a patchwork. Some states say that you have to collect sales tax, and others don't. So if this federal legislation that they are wink wink considering is the Marketplace Fairness Act, that would say if you sell $1 million or less in annual sales and have no physical presence in the state, then you don't need to collect sales tax. I guess that's a tip of the hat to these people that are small mom and pop businesses selling products through Amazon, as long as their sales are below $1 million. Phone number is 855-295-6600. So, the president doesn't have any problem with Facebook. Congress does. Congress is all upset about Facebook. and your data, well, they don't really care, but they want the lobbying money. So should we break up these Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Amazon? 855-295-6600. Steve in Reno. Hello, Steve.
Hi there. Sounds like I'm starting to lose you. But
yeah, you're good.
Yeah, sounds like I'm losing it. Yeah, okay. Well, there's a lot of ways to answer your question, Tom, but I was a business owner for 37 years, and I started out Ma and Pa, and I was doing 500, 600, 700,000 a year, and that's something that the state of Nevada has been looking at, by the way, for years. But Amazon put me out of business, and I'll tell you why. Amazon and the big guys get to do whatever they want to do. They make their own rules. And a quick example of that is that I was selling a product that I had through my distribution channel direct from a factory. When I started selling 15 or 20 of those, when I started selling 15 or 20 of those a day through Amazon, guess what Amazon did? They went right to my direct source and bought them and cut me right out because they liked how much I was doing in sales.
Oh, yeah.
That's just one thing they do, okay? But they're brutal, man. And then with the Obama regs coming up with that MAP, minimum advertised pricing,
yeah.
I'm an American. I'm all for selling for the best price you possibly can, you know, and keep your margins as low as you can. That's capitalism. That's free enterprise. But when somebody says, hey, let's be fair and only advertise an average minimum price for the consumer so all gets the same fair shake, and the only thing that will win you over with a consumer is the look of your website, I disagree. I think that's wrong. So either get in, government, or get out. And that's the whole problem.
So you were put out of business because they found your supplier and went directly to them and bought it from them, and then you were no longer in the loop. Did you realize that you were getting more and more of your business was coming from Amazon? Was there another way to sell your product outside of Amazon?
Well, there was, but as I grew, and I did, and there were other products, but what happens is they end up taking a small business that's thriving, and they niche them to death until eventually they have all your products, whether you introduced them or they found them through watching the stats of your sales. When you compare that with the fact that small businesses have got to collect sales tax locally, you know, it stacks the odds for a lot of small business people.
So you had to collect sales tax because you were a Nevada business doing business in Nevada. So the state wanted their piece of the pie. Did you have a website that you sold your products?
I did. I was doing over $3 million in sales when I finally closed in 2015. And, I just said, hey, that's enough. You know, I was operating on a small margin. I'll tell you my quick story. I started out full retail, paying full retail, selling for full retail. And I had a dream one day, and I thought to myself, hey, if I could spin this part of the business off after 20 years and only focus on one product, try to get it down low enough to where the consumer can actually pay a fair price for it, and I can collect a fair margin, I would do a couple of things different. So I did that. That dream happened. I ended up selling my two divisions, kept one division, got my price point down to where I could afford it, because at that point I purchased a building, so I didn't have an overhead that increased every year.
Right.
I operated under four desks. I had my sales desk, I had my purchasing desk, I had my service desk, and I had my accounting desk, and I operated with four hats. And I took off, man. I got a low overhead. That way I was able to sell at a 15% margin. But, you know, that's just not well enough alone. Then MAP came along after 10 years of me rolling along just good, and people started complaining about how I was dropping products into their cities cheaper than they could buy it directly from the manufacturer. And then I thought to myself, well, that's what Amazon does.
I was going to say, it sounds like you were a mini Amazon. They were complaining about you.
I was actually trying to build a model to sell to them because the product I was selling was very big, very heavy, and very difficult to get into consumers' homes without mentioning exactly who I am. But, you know, and I had a good run, don't get me wrong. I did fine, but What I noticed over the last 2 to 3 years was the squeeze that small business, that big business has on small business.
Yeah,
for
but
the simple fact that they get to do whatever they want, they get to make the
yes,
rules.
Yes, yes.
So breakup might be the wrong word, but I think that they should be subject to the same scrutiny as we are as small business people.
I find you fascinating, Steve, because on one hand, you said they drove you out of business. On the other hand, it sounds like you were doing exactly what they were doing on a smaller scale, albeit, but that you were doing quite well. So I'm thinking, what's the complaint?
I got run out by the big business because the little business wasn't as big as the big business.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Kind of. I would... Yeah, I don't want to ask you what your product is. Yeah, you want your anonymity, and I appreciate that. But you were doing well. Why did you ever approach them about buying your business? You said you were trying to build a model or a platform that they would be interested in.
Well, I never got to that point because it involved a complete package involving shipping. One of the things that Amazon can't do is ship. I can tell you that right now. They don't know how to ship anything over 25 pounds.
Right.
They rely on UPS and USPS, but my products were 1,000, 2,000 pound products. And so it's quite an art. And they tried to get into my business at the 2,000 to 3,000 pound mark, and they failed and failed several times at it. And I was in the process of trying to build a model for them to be attractive enough to sell the product that I sold through their mass chain. But it's another story. I was selling a smaller product, similar to the one I'm referring to, that was UPSable. And let me say this, that the weights of my products were anywhere from 5 pounds all the way up to 5,000 pounds. But the smaller stuff, they took on right away because it was UPSable. It was easy to...
I don't think I've ever bought anything more than 10 pounds from Amazon. So you're right. You don't buy big, heavy things from them.
There are a couple of things out there. If you look, you'll figure out what I'm talking about and who I am. But it doesn't matter. But I just, you know, your question about breaking up Amazon or breaking up the big guys, I don't think breaking up is the right word. I think it should be fair for all. I think that if we're going to put minimum advertised pricing out there that the Obama administration first enacted in the beginning, which is minimum advertised pricing is just that. It's basically a third or 33% off retail price. If I'm able to sell it at 35 or 40% off retail or even 50,
it was illegal for you to tell the customer that your price was below the next guy's. Is what you're saying.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
No, I've heard that before, and I think that's it's very wrong. So maybe that's where they should be working on then, is getting rid of that minimum average price. I got to hit the break, but Steve, you're a fascinating guy. I appreciate the information you shared with us too. We'll take a short break and be right back. My name is Tom Sullivan.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
Follow me on Twitter. The address is at Sullivan Radio. Local yokels got strong feelings about this, but local yokel, I think you're crazy on one point. You said they broke up AT&T and now we have a more expensive AT&T again. I don't think so. My gosh, they've got the competition, the technology that we have. When was the last time you paid a long distance charge? When sometimes calling across town used to have a long distance fee, that's gone. We have cell phones. We got technology that we never had before. But local also says California was after Amazon until Amazon agreed to build warehouses. So now they are taxed because they have a local presence. It's true. And he says all this law would do is make someone the CEO of 10 different small companies instead of me. The phone bill is now $120 instead of $20. I don't think my phone bills are much cheaper today than they ever were back when AT&T was around. Tim in Carlsbad, California. Hello, Tim. How you been?
Been good, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great. What do you want to do here?
Good. Oh, a couple of things. I'm more upset about Susan Rice being appointed to the board of Netflix than this. My God, that bothers me almost more. But also, just in connection with what you're just saying, I found an old bill from, I think, 1984, believe it or not, that I had tucked away. And it was when I lived in San Francisco. I was living in the dorms at the time. Actually, 82. And it was outrageously expensive. Message units and calling the East Bay was, you know, expensive.
Oh,
in San Francisco.
Yes.
It was ridiculous.
Yes.
So I don't know what that guy was talking about.
I'm much happier about the telecom business today than then. No question. But,
real quick, yeah. Well, it's funny, you know, Amazon has almost become an invaluable source for us. When we remodeled our house, we got so many fixtures and things cheaper than we could have. We would check them. I mean, it's kind of a weird way of doing things, maybe, but cost effective. We would go in, check out a product, and then we would source it. We could get high-end stuff, you know, like German, you know, bathroom fixtures on Amazon. It was extraordinary and so cheap. But, you know, the whole thing is the tax thing. I could see why people would be upset about that in small businesses. I have to say, I also think that Walmart is sort of like the Kodak of big. I mean, they're the largest retail establishment in the history of the world, right?
Right.
Walmart.
Right. Right.
And They're at the tail end. They're finally getting their act together online. They're trying to mount a challenge to Amazon. But you remember what happened with Kodak and how they went the way of the buggy whip when it came to digital photography. You know, it's a classic story, and I'm amazed it hasn't been taught. Maybe it has in, you know, economics classes.
They owned everything. They owned the film business. I mean, cameras, film, all that. They owned it, and now they're gone.
That's right. And Walmart, too. I mean, they were a huge presence. Of course, I lived in San Francisco. They didn't have any Walmarts for years, and I'd never shopped in one until they got one close to us here. But now I go there all the time. I mean, I don't go to Target anymore. I think there's a snobbishness to why people don't go to Walmart. You know,
it's they got into the political ruckus, and there was a lot of that going on. The unions were very upset. The unions control a lot of city councils, and so they weren't allowed in various cities. But the people wanted them. There was a big fight in Chicago where Mayor Daley said, "No, we're not going to allow you to build a Walmart within the city of Chicago." So they purposely bought land on the straight. Across the city hall from the city line, and the mayor of Chicago relented because he knew that the customers would go out of Chicago. They would not get their tax dollars. But Walmart has done beautifully in the stock market. Their stock's continuing to go higher and higher. So, I think they're doing, they have figured out how to compete as a big box store in this world of Targets and others that are out there. So, we'll see. I mean, so do we need to break up? Do we need to break up Amazon? Are they too big for their britches?
I don't think we need to break them up. And as much as I'm opposed, because it all gets passed along. Taxes, they're not going to pay any more tax. You and I will, as you know, as an economics guy. So there is that sense of it being inequitable with smaller businesses. So that bothers me. But the other side of it is you can get stuff literally the same day. I mean, it's amazing how
I know.
And I know they don't do the shipping, but the volume that they do, it's extraordinary. How many things, I mean, that's like our go-to, except when my daughter goes shopping for clothes generally. But, you know, it's your go-to for pretty much everything. I get dog food from it. You know
they have got it down to where if you order things from Amazon here in Manhattan, you can have it delivered within 2 hours.
Crazy.
It would take me longer to go to the store and get it and come back than it would be to order it. So,
yeah, and you wouldn't have to get out your little cart like the old ladies in Manhattan when I was a kid. You know?
and they haven't even started the drone delivery yet. So I don't know where this is all going.
I don't know how that'll go over. Manhattan, that's not going to work. You know that. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do that.
I don't know. There's a lot of rooftops around here. It'll be on your rooftop in 10 minutes. Go, you know, go upstairs and you can get it. So we'll see. Hey, Tim, I appreciate the call very much. I got a couple of good tweets here. Because we were asking during the break, what was the caller from Reno selling? What was Steve selling that was from 5 pounds to 5,000 pounds? We were selling like ovens, all the way from a little toaster oven all the way up to a commercial oven. So James sends me a tweet and says, I suspect your Reno caller was selling gun safes through Amazon. Oh. Maybe. Tomas Palermo, you're absolutely right. The Marketplace Fairness Act is out of the prosperity plan of 1947. It exactly is. But that's what the federal government is considering doing. And then I looked up what Steve was talking about, the minimum average price that you can advertise. This is also out of some Soviet plan. Minimum average price is the lowest contractual price wholesale customers agree to resell your product at. It protects pricing wars between brick-and-mortar retailers and e-tailers when selling your product across multiple channels. I want a price war. I love price wars. This has been around a long time. I had a friend of mine that owned a camera and appliance store out in California, and he undercut the competition because he did exactly what IBM did. He would sell it to you below cost, but he would make it up on service. IBM sold typewriters for years below their cost and made it. They came in and said, you cannot sell below your cost. It's illegal. Why not? Why can't a business person decide whatever they want to sell their products for at whatever price they want to sell them? They lose money on it, they lose money on it. But this is this kind of conversation is right out of Atlas Shrugged. So we'll see. President Trump is on a warpath about Amazon. I don't know if he can do anything, but Congress might. God forbid. We'll be right back.